Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for Texas A&M Athletics. Catch all the football and basketball action right here as the Aggies make their way through the SEC. Only on ESPN 97.5. Giga Mags. KFNC. Mont Bellevue, Houston. ESPN 97.5. 97.5. A Gao Media Station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's the day after. Bill O'Brien still has a job. AJ Hinch does not. Jeff Luno does not. And we are here for you for the next 3 hours. Barry's here. Nick's here. I'm here. LSU is the new national champion of football.
What?
Told you.
And we are here to talk about it.
Don't even try it. Told you.
Yeah, even right. Donna told me to suck it after the Tigers won it yesterday. So
wait, the Tigers won?
I mean, LSU won. Excuse me.
They're both Tigers, Nick. Yeah. I mean, did you watch?
I did watch. Of course I watched.
I thought Nick was looking golden in the first quarter or so. I thought, man, Burrow didn't look like he came out hot. Looked like he was struggling a little bit early.
Yep.
You didn't get that Houston Texans feel? Like, all right, they're up way too early in this game.
Not with Clemson. I mean, Clemson's a good football team, but I just never thought all year that they were on the same level as LSU. So when Burrow came out and he didn't look quite like himself or like he did all year or especially even last week against Oklahoma, not that he's going to look that good, I was like, man, we might have a hell of a football game on our hands with two really great teams, and it might come down to the final possession. Boy, that second half happened, and everybody was worried about his ribs, and instead he just went to work.
I had to listen all year about how LSU was overrated, about how their resume didn't matter because the eye test.
You going at me?
No, not you.
Oh, okay, goodness.
Guys like A.J. Hoffman.
Ooh, oh, he's down the hall.
That would tell me that the eye test said Ohio State was the best team in college football. And then, as the playoffs approached, I had to hear about how Clemson was the best team in football. I've never seen a team so dominant be so disrespected like LSU was this year. The fact that they weren't number one all year.
You and I said that early on, they should be number one.
They should have been number one all year. This was the best season that I've ever seen, and that I think they go down as one of the greatest college football teams in a single year in the history of college football. When you look at their resume of the teams that they beat, it baffles me. And, you know, again, people, eye test. Well, I don't know what everyone else watched, but it was clear when you watched LSU play football, they were bigger, stronger, faster, and better than everybody else that they played or that they would play.
I think that the main reason why people were trying to poke holes in the armor of LSU was their defense. Because their defense early on and through probably midpoint of the season was a little bit suspect. And they had lost some guys, and they were susceptible to some big plays. And people had questions. But boy, oh boy, I mean, you talk about one of the greatest teams ever. Aside from one of the Hurricanes teams at Miami, where they had like every starter on both sides of the ball ended up playing in the NFL. Or, You know, I'm sure there was a Bama team along the way where you could say the same thing when you just kind of look at it as a gauge of how many guys ended up playing on Sundays and the rosters were full. But the way the season went for this team, the fact that they were undefeated, the fact that their quarterback won the Heisman, the fact that Burrow had a season like no other, boy, their receiving core was just ridiculous with the talent there. And then when the defense started, you know, living up to billing, man, I mean, hard to argue that they're not in the conversation.
I mean, listen to the wins that they have. They beat, and these are at the time, but every win that they beat a ranked opponent in, they were ranked inside the top 10. Yep. And a lot of these wins that they have, once the final rankings come out, once all the dust settles, a lot of these teams are still going to be in the top 10.
Yes, sir.
And they beat them all. I mean, they beat Texas when Texas was 9. Now, again, Texas isn't that great. But at the time,
sure,
Texas was a top 10 football team, and they had a big hand in Texas no longer being a top 10 football team because of that loss. They beat Florida when they were 7. They beat Auburn when they were 9. They beat Bama when they were 3. They beat Georgia when they were 4. They beat Oklahoma when they were 4. And now they beat Clemson when they were 3. All year, that's all they did all year was beat top 10 teams all year long. I don't know how that this team got slept on. And if I was a Tigers fan, if I was an LSU Tigers fan, this would be the sweetest of all because of how I feel they were disrespected all year.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I mean, even from the standpoint of comparing quarterbacks and everybody saying that, you know, that Burrow has to take a back seat.
Well, I don't think anyone saw. If people tell you they thought Joe Burrow was going to do what he did, they're probably lying.
Well, especially after last year. Last year he had 16 touchdowns. This year he had 60.
Yeah.
6-0.
Nobody saw this coming.
As opposed to 16. But at the same time, even going into this game, people trying to convince the nation that Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback than Joe Burrow. Trevor Lawrence was a factor in why they didn't play up to expectations last night. He did not look good. He let a lot of balls sail. He missed a lot of guys. He wasn't even on the same page on certain routes. And you look at him over and over again and go, look, you guys had, what, 3 weeks to prepare for this and all season? And I understand you. One of the reasons why you should be honing your skills is because you didn't play anybody in your conference. So tighten it up.
Yep.
Right? But instead, Burrow got off to a slightly slow start, but the throws that he made, the fact that he showed he can run too, and he was sneaky quick when he got out of the pocket.
Played through injury.
Yeah, played hurt. By the way, I retweeted it. I don't know if you saw it or not, but after halftime, how no one reacted to this, but they had a ball boy catching the balls and flipping them to Burrow while he was warming up, and everybody was watching his ribs because he had taken that shot to see if he was okay. While everybody's talking about him and looking at his ribs when he throws, the ball boy takes just a dime right off the dome.
Funny.
And even Burrow looked at it and didn't even react. I'm like, come on, man. I know you got hit in the ribs. I know it's a big game, but maybe that's a lighthearted moment where just you go, you okay, kid? Because he just went boom, and Burrow just kept throwing. I was like, see if the kid's okay.
Nah, man, you got things to do.
This football, he might have CTE. Took a shot right to the forehead.
Ain't worried about
I couldn't tell
kid.
If he was checking on him or if he was asking for another ball to throw. You know,
hey, kid, ball. Kid's all knocked ball. Out. Couldn't Come tell. On, kid, get up. I need a ball. That's funny. Here's the thing, too. And I had to watch it on tape delay. I was unable. I didn't get home till almost 11:30 last night. So I watched it on the DVR. So I wasn't able to participate in live tweeting with everybody. But I did notice on my timeline a lot of people losing their mind over that offensive pass interference call, that OPI on Clemson, where they were like, whoa, that was defensive pass interference. Okay, fine. Give them the touchdown. They still lost by 10. That was not, I don't want to hear about officiating or how that cost them the game or none of that. What cost Clemson this football game is they could not stop that LSU offense. They could not handle Chase. They could not stop Thaddeus Moss from catching touchdowns. They could not stop Jefferson. And they couldn't stop the running game either. So I Clemson flat out lost this game. They did not lose because of officiating. They got beat by a better football team.
They got manhandled the second half.
Yeah.
And that they just have to own that. And I think that the one thing that
makes... Second quarter on. Not just second half.
And the one thing that really... to me, makes me want to like Clemson as opposed to Alabama. It's just the way Dabo handles everything.
I love Dabo. I'm a stand for Dabo Sweeney and Ed Ogeron. I'm a stand for both of those.
I love both coaches, you're right. But the way they go about their business, it's not the arrogance. It's not the press conferences where they on attack all the time and they don't want to hear this and don't want to hear that. And the fact that Dabo came out and said, look, we won 29 straight games and a national title last year. We were bound to lose at some point. It's unfortunate it's in the national title game. And he tipped his cap right away and gave credit where credit was due. Love that. Love the fact that Edo is kind of old school. But I also saw something for everybody that thinks because Edo is kind of, you know, old school and just good old boy kind of the way he comes across. They said that during media day or recently during this week, one of the members of the press who didn't speak English came and asked him a question in French. And he answered it in French. Don't sleep on Edo either now. But I like both coaches, both likable programs. You don't have that whole arrogance like Bill O'Brien or, you know.
Did you notice after the game when the coaches met in the center of the field? You know I'm a lip reader extraordinaire.
Yes, you are.
You could clearly see Dabo Swinney say when they were, you know, they leaned in to talk to each other. But when he pulled out, he kind of slapped Edo on the shoulder and he said, "I'm happy for you, man." And that is, I don't think that's fake. I think that is genuine. And that's what makes me really like Dabo Swinney.
Yep.
And it's also what makes me like Edo, because I think he would have done the same thing.
Agreed.
Had the tables been turned, had LSU lost this game.
The Harbaugh brothers wouldn't even do it to each other, and they're brothers.
That's true. That's a good point, too.
That's a great
but,
point.
But when you look at it, too, Dabo, he got nothing to cry about. Got two titles in the last 4 years. Got three appearances in the title game, right?
Yep.
So he's done his part.
He talked about in the post-game presser, they got, 80 freshmen and sophomores on that football team?
Early Vegas odds on next year, Clemson's number one.
Oh, yeah. They should be. They absolutely should be the number one team going into next season. If they have got 80 freshmen and sophomores and they're able to get this far and do what they did, and let's be real, I slept on Clemson because I didn't like who they played. I don't think they played anybody.
Sucked.
But they did prove by going out and beating OSU that they belonged. Now, had they laid that egg, then you could go back and go, "Oh, well, you know, that schedule kind of proved that they didn't know." But they beat a really good Ohio State football team, so they earned it. They earned the right to be there.
And when you talk about what a run that would have been, we talk about one of the greatest teams of all time because of what LSU did. But had Clemson won that game last night and won against number one and against number two in the last two games of the season—
And hadn't lost in two years.
That would have
been so great for Dabo, man. I mean, it's still good what he's done, obviously, but that would have been amazing.
Yeah. And amazing. So, you know, and from an overall college football perspective, it's in great hands, and people can look back at the season and go, they got it right, because they got the three main teams, regardless of whether you believe Oklahoma should have been in there or not, they got the three main teams in the Final Four. You got good games with good teams, and the best team won.
I just didn't like how long it took to get here. That's the only thing that my only complaint about the whole thing is.
Talking about just the playoffs?
It shouldn't have taken the national championship game. It didn't need to be.
But that's what I mean. The two semis were three weeks ago.
Yeah, it didn't need to be this late in the season.
I can totally understand that, and I'll go with you on that because I said the same thing. The fact that the semifinal games were part of bowl week, I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Because there's always been too many gaps in the way it was played, but the title game was always January 3rd. And the fact that January was 13th,
14th. Yeah, well, 13th, yeah.
The 13th is when you play the title game 3 weeks after the semifinal games. I think that's too much time to pass. I understand you want guys to get healthy, but my God. I mean, that is a long time. Mm. But LSU's your champ, and there was a little bit of a recap there, so we can talk about that. Obviously, we, for once, got the fastball right down the middle yesterday and got the breaking news right as it happened with the Astros. So we've talked a lot about that, and obviously we can circle back a little bit there. We still got texts and stuff to talk about. Bill O'Brien still has a job. And lots of other things.
Twitter beef.
There's a Twitter beef that we need to discuss because of the fact that Trevor Bauer, never shy about attacks on social media and being just a complete D, went after the Astros. Lance McCullers went after him. Mike Clevenger and his hair decided to get involved. And then some dirt was brought up that, be careful what you do before checking your own closet, Mike Clevenger. So there's lots to get to today. And, of course, we always like you to participate. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call that number. Text that number. Hit us on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects, just getting started on ESPN 97.5. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. I made the switch about 3.5 years ago. I just re-upped because they've taken great care of me, and they do the same thing for you, too. Plenty of listeners have asked me, how do I get in touch with Infuse Energy? Well, you can call and ask for Josh Pesikoff, the CEO. He will, in a lot of cases, either call you back or answer the phone directly when you ask for him because he takes care of his customers. Their customer service, second to none. It's gotten 5 out of 5-star ratings with the Public Utilities Commission of Texas, the best you can get. And they take care of their customers because they're honest 100% of the time. That means sometimes they're going to be able to tell you there's another business out there that can beat their rates and prices. They don't like doing it. They're not happy with those results, but they have to do it because they want to make sure that they get your business. They may not get it this time, but sometime down the road, you'll go back to them going, you know what? they told me the truth, and that's something that I value in business decisions. And therefore, you might check them out again. Because more times than not, they're going to beat your rates and beat your prices and give you a better deal. And in the process of doing so, take care of you along the way. They put jokes in their bills so they can keep you getting a smile on your face, even when you're trying to pay up what you've spent for the month. They make sure that they give you weekly updates in terms of what you spent year to year and where you're using energy the most and energy the least during the course of the actual day itself, hours of the day. And they take care of you overall across the board. Mention ESPN 97.5, $25 bill credit. But better yet, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse energy into your life.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
When you look for a bank, choose a partner with local expertise and local decision-making. Veritex Community Bank offers solutions and a true business ally. We look forward to building your future. We're Veritex Community Bank. True to your business. True to Texas. VeritexBank.com. Member FDIC.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. Their enforcement agents are cracking down this year and can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk over unpaid taxes. It's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. The award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible, protecting your paycheck and your assets from IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Unflippable, unflappable, unleakable. The Gustbuster is the only umbrella that won't flip inside out, rip, tear, or leak. Capable of withstanding winds over 55 miles per hour. All of our umbrellas are constructed of the finest quality materials and backed by a limited lifetime guarantee. What are you waiting for? Visit Gustbuster.com and get your Gustbuster today.
Lowe's has the supplies pros like you use most, and will even help you save. Get up to 30% off 15 bats, 20 rolls, or 30 bags of select in-stock Owens Corning or Johns Manville fiberglass insulation. And save 15% on your next purchase of 10 or more rigid, EMT, and PVC electrical conduit and fittings. Order at lowesforpros.com and pick up in store, where our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 116 to 122. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
There's a chance your local Geico agent has the same affinity for dad jokes as you.
What do you call a fake noodle?
I don't know. Maybe an impasta.
Oh, so cheesy.
Ah, did it great on you.
Yeah, you really shredded me.
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance, too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need to share a love for paternal puns to do that. Local Geico agents. Call or visit yours today.
If you love supporting local Texas nonprofits and great coffee, then Katz Coffees are for you. Help give back to places like Enchanted Rock and Buffalo Bayou by going to katzcoffee.com. Use the promo code ESPN20 for 20% off.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GetCash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GetCash.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GetCash.com directly into the address bar. That's GetCash.com. GetCash.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Segment two starts now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be on this Tuesday in Houston. Obviously, we got the news out first yesterday when news broke of MLB handing down its punishment to the Astros, and then the subsequent action of Jim Crane to not just make it a suspension, but permanently remove by releasing not only Jeff Luhnow, but A.J. Hinch of their duties with the Houston Astros. And the feedback and the rebuttal and the commentary has been rolling in since then.
Boy, it is all over baseball. I mean, obviously, for good reason. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about it. And it's interesting to see the people that are starting to come forward now. Former Astro, briefly, Preston Wilson came forward and tweeted out. He said, "I see a lot of fans chirping about the Astros. Keep in mind, that doesn't mean your team is squeaky clean. It's not what you know, it's what you can prove. There are many players that know a lot about what's going on with different teams, so I wouldn't celebrate yet." And that's telling when you've got a former major leaguer saying that. And to that end, somebody on Twitter, Alex, had sent me this message from Alex Villanueva, sent me an Instagram post from Logan Morrison, former Yankee, and amongst several others, yes, including Seattle. Mm-hmm. But Logan Morrison, I think one year he hit like 30-something home
Minnesota
runs
last
Tampa
year,
Bay.
I believe.
Yeah. But he comes out and he basically called the whole thing a joke. He said, and this is his quotes, "The Manfred report that came out is straight fake news. This started in Houston well before Joey Cora got there." So that's a little shocking, right?
Now, Joey's actually Alex's brother, but yes.
But it gets better. It says Cora was the bench coach on the Astros. He said, "So many teams are doing this. Exactly how many, I'm not sure. I was playing with Seattle in 2014, and every time we went into Houston, you would hear this banging." He said, "No one put two and two together." He talked about the fact that, you know, King Felix probably would have done great things, but he couldn't get out of the fifth inning against the Astros. But this is what he also said. Now, listen for a particular team in here in this quote. This is Logan Morrison, Major League Baseball player. Quote, "I know from firsthand accounts that the Yankees, Dodgers, Astros, and Red Sox all have used film to pick signs." What name did I mention there?
Dodgers.
Oh, yeah. The ones that are like, "Well, we got cheated out of two." Oh, well, look at that.
Think about Bellinger's quote player from yesterday that you read, which said, "Hey, yeah, it's tough to swallow, but at least we know we did it the right way." What, you didn't get caught?
Did you? Because
you
now you've got former Major League Baseball players that are in the minors now but played that are saying Yankees, Dodgers, Astros, Red Sox all used film. He talked about going into Minute Maid and hearing the banging. This is league-wide, and players are coming out and saying as much. They're just not.
It's
almost
liberating for a lot of players who have been following the bro code of saying, "Once I played with a guy or a team, then I stayed loyal to saying I was never going to say anything publicly." But once everybody looked at Fires, and obviously he's going forward, that's on him. He's got a lot to deal with. But because that the report came out, because these ramifications were very, very big and boisterous by the league, basically saying, "Don't do this, or the next time we lay down another suspension and fine, it's going to be even greater than that." Mm-hmm. And the fact that almost all the teams we've mentioned leading up to the last week or so were contenders, but then the White Sox were mentioned, and you're like, okay, I think that was done intentionally too, as if to say, whether you were in it or not, whether you were a small market team or one of the big dogs, everybody was doing it. And we're not going to accept it and tolerate it going forward. And that's why we're going to take a hard stance now.
Yeah. And I find it telling that all these major league players, former players, are coming out and going, guys, this has been going on. Relax.
And you know what, Barry? It's just a different era because we always knew, and it was acceptable until technology was involved, that everybody was doing it. Yeah. Everybody was doing whatever they could, from sending one of their bullpen guys, if their bullpen happened to be in center field, with binoculars trying to figure it out. But the fact that technology got involved, now everybody got butt hurt and everybody got rubbed the wrong way. But at the end of the day, you know, everybody's doing it to some degree. We don't know to what degree. But the other thing is that it still comes down to whether you used steroids and you got all strong, but you still have to hit the ball, right? Because I had people that used to have this argument with me that I worked with that were like, I mean, I don't understand why the steroids is a big deal. All it does is make you swollen bigger and strong. It doesn't help you hit the ball with your hand eye. I was like, well, the bottom line is, though, if you used a 34-inch, 31-ounce bat and used to swing it at a certain rate, but all of a sudden you got swollen stronger and you were swinging it faster.
Feels lighter.
Your bat speed. We look now at technology, which is part of every broadcast, and we hear bat speed or we hear, you know, launch angles, all these different things. That did help. And Roy Oswalt actually chimed in last night too, and he goes, wait, let me get this straight. So you're stealing signs and you're banned from baseball for at least a year. But if you do steroids, you become an instant millionaire, and in some cases you're considered for the Hall of Fame. I don't get it.
Yeah.
So everybody that's played the game is going to have an opinion. The one thing that I do think, to your point, is that now it's liberating to players as if to say, now I can tell you a little bit of what I know.
Mm-hmm. And they don't look as bad as snitches when they do it. Like Preston, that was just, look, he was saying the report was bogus.
He didn't mention any names. He didn't throw anybody under the bus.
He still kind of works for AT&T Sportsnet with the Astros, I believe.
Does he?
And MLB Network.
I thought he got let go.
Well, he had a slavery comment that he got in trouble for.
Yeah,
last year?
That's what I thought.
In 2018, and he apologized for it.
But I think that cost him his job, I thought.
I don't know if it cost him his job.
Because he was splitting time between MLB Network and AT&T Sportsnet.
I don't know. The difference is he didn't mention anybody by name or any teams, but he just said, well, a lot of folks are cheating. Get ready. Don't celebrate just yet. Every other team in baseball, because your time could be coming real soon.
Now, and the interesting thing, too, is, and I look forward to reading the report. Charlie had left one here for me, and I'm going to actually try and read it today.
He just read the big words, all the small words.
Yeah, if they're multi-syllable words, there's something that Charlie's going to actually pay attention to. But one of the interesting things to me is that in the report, and everything that Jim Crane said about both Hinch and Luno, is that they didn't start it, they weren't responsible for it, they knew about it and didn't do anything about it, which is why they were let go, but that the players and the people below them that were basically their responsibility on their watch were the culprits in all this. No player was punished, but from all indications, from what you hear from people that have read the report and have done a lot of the investigation, players were front and center in the middle of all of this. And it goes back to what you said yesterday that I kind of piggybacked on. You mentioned Bregman, and I mentioned Altuve. And suddenly, some of that video surfacing of those two guys and the fact that, boy, the squeakiest of squeaky clean, and a guy that, in the case of Bregman, that's always got outside of Houston, is pretty much hated.
I don't know where I heard this, but someone said that the mastermind was Carlos Correa.
Really?
I don't remember who or what told me that.
But my whole thing with the Preston
but
Wilson,
I would want to see a source on that.
But if it's
Correa doesn't strike me as the guy smart enough to pull that off.
Oh. First it was Alex Bregman, now Daniela, it's Carlos.
Daniela did it.
It's a joke.
Daniela's going to come at you.
Daniela did it, or she's, kinda.
Yeah.
But if it's really player-driven, obviously this culture, this approach has been carried on. Someone carried it over if it's only player driven, right? Is that safe to say? Or
I'll
not?
Tell you this. It's a former player that was the bench coach for the Astros.
It's a tradition that was
carried
on.
And then the manager of the Red Sox that they're saying is the catalyst. Cora's the guy at the center of all this that maybe...
I don't believe
Barry,
that.
He's going to get
more... If you believe
more,
Logan Morrison, this started in 2014 with the Astros.
But I'm talking about the fact Cora that the monitors there. And the detail and the fact that then it was carried over to the Red Sox. There's... The people that I've heard from are saying this is Cora's mastermind. And if that's the case, he's getting more than either Luno or AJ. He might get a big one.
Yeah, he's going to get worse. But you've got a Major League Baseball player that's saying this has been going on since 2014, that he played against the Astros in that time and they heard the banging. So don't just try to pin this all on Cora. This sounds like if what Logan Morrison is saying is true. This has been going
on
for a while.
Well, that's why there's plenty more to still be digested, because now, like I said, because people are going to feel a little more free to talk, we'll see. Truth is going to come out sometime. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Half hour into the show. Still got plenty more to go. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. So join us, won't you? 713-780-3776. HR&P Lister line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Houston?
If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you.
We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team.
You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area.
This is Paul.
And JD.
Stars of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My brother and I are looking for a handful of people in Houston who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money.
This is a perfect market for our systems, and next week we're holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started flipping homes and how to start building long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Paul and JD's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of the Brothers Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Do it right to update your appliances and organize your home by starting with Lowe's. Because now at Lowe's, you can get up to 30% off select appliance special values. That's 30% off appliances, including an LG SmartThink top load washer featuring Turbo Wash and front load dryer, both $400 less and now just $698 each. And shop our winter reorg event to get organized with a 27-gallon black tote, now just $7.98. Whatever's on your list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 122, decor offer valid through 22, U.S. only.
Gavin McKenzie, CEO, Build McKenzie.
With more construction projects coming in, we needed to quickly hire a lead recruiter. We wanted someone who was bilingual and had 5 years of HR experience. LinkedIn Jobs matched me with many qualified applicants, but Anna Maria was the one with all the skills that we needed.
A person is hired with LinkedIn every 8 seconds. Post a job at linkedin.com/work and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, experiencing pipe leaks or low water pressure? Is your water bill unexpectedly high? These are signs of pipe failure due to old, corroded pipes. Only a whole house repipe with brand new high-quality PEX or copper will permanently solve the problem. Repipe Specialists. They'll repipe your home in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Call for your free in-home estimate and get 20% off our already low price. 409-219-0824. 409-219-0824.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/real. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/real. That's forhims.com/real for your free online visit. forhims.com/real.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Second half hour now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I want to ask you guys, as we deal with the ramifications and going forward from this mess, in terms of AJ and Luna, do you think either or both end up with jobs after their year suspension?
Yes.
Yes.
Immediately.
I do too. I think in AJ's case for certain, simply because he has such a great reputation. He's even said, and both guys issued statements last night, both with apologies to the Astros and Jim Crane and basically taking blame. But from the case of Hinch, and as Jim Crane was quick to point out, because I think this was a very difficult decision for Jim Crane. One, it was the first general manager he ever hired, and he really had a good relationship with A.J. Hinch and a lot of respect. So I think it was a difficult decision for him, and I think it was tough to see guys that had brought success to the organization no longer with the club. And as we talked about yesterday, I also think that it was a move that had to be made for him to save face for the organization going forward. But I think in every indication, which Crane mentioned in his press conference, these guys didn't do this. They didn't concoct it. They didn't mastermind it. They didn't start it. The problem was, on their watch, people that worked for them were not stopped from doing what they were doing. And yes, the report came out that Hinch, on, I guess, two occasions, tried to rip down the monitors that were used in the sign stealing. You could say whatever you want. I just believe that Hinch's reputation alone will get him this. I'm not sure about Luno because he's kind of lumped in with Brandon Taubman. He's kind of lumped in with the arrogance in some of the quotes and the comments. And he himself said 30-some years in baseball, and people obviously, whether he was right or wrong and whether he did this or didn't, if a team's going to hire him, a lot of questions, a lot of finger pointing, a lot of, are you going to do this again? And you know, do you change your ways and all these different things? I don't know if a team wants to deal with that as much as they want to deal with a manager that's...
Totally disagree.
That's fine. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what we're doing here on
totally
Sports Radio.
Jeff Luhnow took a team that lost 100 games 3 years in a row and within 4 years had them winning a world championship and contending for two more. He's going to get a job immediately. No one cares about the Taubman thing.
We'll
no one cares about any of that. They look at Jeff Luhnow, especially for the fact that even baseball said, I don't believe it, but baseball even said during their investigation that he didn't know about it.
I'll tell you,
he's going to get a job.
It's a bigger
immediately.
Deal, and we'll agree to disagree, and that's fine. That's why we do radio. But I think the other thing too is this: why I think he gets tagged with the overall bigger picture, the firing of all the scouts, who then had the red ass to come out and say what no one was saying about them and the emails trying to get scouts to figure out how to steal signs and how to log the information so that the data was usable. The way the statements came out, both with in a lot of different cases, from Osuna to the Taubman to, you know, the up and down, where they had to apologize, and you could see the owner was not happy. I think that if you're an organization and you're hiring this guy as your general manager, this is more than just this cheating scandal and stealing signs. And that's why I think that they're going to look at him a little bit differently.
It's a bad look that he's obviously associated with cheating. It's obviously a bad look that he was associated with Taubman, being that's the guy that he hired. But at the same time, my question to you is, who gets fired more frequently in Major League Baseball, the manager or the manager or the GM? Because it might be a product of timing. Maybe when they do get off their suspensions, there's only so many GM positions available or so many managing positions available. What is more likely to be available come that time?
I mean, the answer is manager. Most of the time, you know, you're going to have 3, 4, 5 teams turn over their managers because of ineptness on the field.
Okay.
But there might be 1 or 2 GM jobs available year in and year out. So
I think that's the same way in NBA.
From a statistical perspective, obviously managers are going to be the jobs are going to be more readily available. So that's a good point that there may not. But if there is one, I think he gets snatched up immediately.
And I think the other thing is, too, whenever you addressed the media, he was always he was basically very upfront with his players. They appreciated the fact that he was a one-on-one, nip-it-in-the-bud kind of guy. He wasn't demonstrative. He didn't sell his players out, but he was honest. Even when there were tough decisions to be made, guys were going to be sitting down, sent down, whatever the case may be. So they knew that, not that it wasn't necessarily a super tight ship, but it was a very, very clear hierarchy within the clubhouse. I think that Luno's getting the reputation now of kind of like just a way too loose management style. People, if you want to say, were running roughshod, doing whatever they wanted, and or he was just kind of, I don't know, he was disciplining when he felt like it and picking his spots, but overall there wasn't that same kind of control on the structure. So that might be something that scares off teams. I don't know.
I think a world championship banner isn't going to scare any team off. They look at that and go, wow, look what he did with the Cardinals. And then look what he took. He took a raggedy Astros team and got them to the World Series by revamping. And say what you want about firing the scouts, and I'm with you on that. I think all of that's a bad look. Mm-hmm. But you can knock the methods, but you can't knock the effectiveness.
Oh, no.
Whatever he did resulted in one of the best teams in baseball that had this not all gone down, they could have been on a run for the next 10 years.
I'm with you in the fact he took a flaming pile of manure and rebuilt the farm system.
And that's all owners care about at the end of the day, because you look at it and go, well, he learned his lesson. We know he's not going to cheat because he's not going to go through this again. So we don't have to worry about Jeff Luhnow being a cheater again. The reports that he didn't know, he's squeaky clean when it comes to that. You can talk about the Taubman and the Osuna stuff, but that's easy for him to say, well, that was organizational decision. That wasn't on me. He can dismiss all that. He's going to get a job, especially when you look at some of the teams that are, you know, like the Detroit Lions, Detroit Tigers of the world, or, you know, some of these teams that have do nothing but struggle year in
Orioles.
And year out. The Orioles, yeah. He's going to get a job.
Okay. So you guys, you think both of
them? I think outside a position not being available and any type of bad news or press that still surrounds him, like if this continues to haunt him and it continues to trend, I think that could prevent him. But outside those two things, I still think Luhnow will still get a job eventually. I'll throw out a prediction, no more than 2 to 3 years is what I'll say.
I think AJ Hinch managing next year.
I'm talking about Luhnow.
Both working next year.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're both working next year.
And I think that's very possible. I don't think that's impossible by any stretch of the imagination. And maybe it takes a year, maybe it doesn't. But you can't deny, just like what Barry said, you can't deny his method. You can't deny the fact that what he was doing was working. And people say Luhnow is one of the best GMs and Hinch is the best manager. Like, I've heard multiple people say that. And not just in Houston.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think they're both going to get jobs. I think it's a matter of time. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, it'll be interesting how it all plays out. Mm-hmm. And so we'll monitor that. And again, as we said yesterday on the show, the suspensions, whether they are employed by a major league club at the time that they were levied or not, started yesterday, and they will go for till the end of the World Series this season, and then they are free. So we'll see how it goes.
Somebody texted and said, why is it that Houston team fans and media can't just take their lumps and move on? Always got to drag other teams down. Because if everybody's cheating,
you're talking about taking away a World Series. It wasn't going to happen, but you're talking about taking it away.
It's the difference between an epidemic and an individual episode.
Correct. This isn't Pete Rose isolated betting on baseball. This is a league-wide epidemic, and you're talking about stunting the growth of a team that's involved in it because of the harshness of the penalty. So that's why.
Yeah, and because it's a league-wide issue, and we know that we've never seen penalties this harsh.
Yep.
It's because of the fact that Major League Baseball is also sending the message that you thought we were hard in this case? Wait till you try and do it going forward.
Yep.
Did you see the column with Jeff Passan?
No, I refuse to read his stuff.
He's kind of an ass. I'm not a fan.
I'm not going to go off on him this time because I haven't. But his report said the impression, according to one of his sources of the conference call, was that it was a heated conference call after MLB commissioner served the sanctions to the Astros, and that it did not go well. And then he even went as far as saying that the MLB told him that the penalty for complaining about the sanction is going to be even worse.
Really?
He goes on to say that someone in the Dodgers said Crane won. The entire thing was programmed to protect the future of the franchise. He got his championship. He keeps his team. His fine is nothing. The sport lost, but Crane won. That's what he has in his column. So he's obviously not pro-Houston in any way, shape, or form. And he's not really being objective, in my opinion. To a certain extent, I don't think he's being that objective.
Jeff Passan has never been objective towards the Astros.
Just like we said, when he was just assaulting the Astros because of the fact that they traded for Osuna. But yet when
Source close to the conference call told you that?
You can't name your source, Jeff.
And when Herman from the Yankees was dinged for 81 games for domestic abuse, and what did he say about it? Nothing. Zero. Yeah. And by the way, we can come back after the break and try to answer this question, but at what age was Jeff Passan separated from Joel Osteen? At birth or further down the road?
Jeff Passan is garbage.
You ever seen him in the same room together?
He's
killing him.
He's garbage at what he does.
I'm kind of bitter because he big time. He always acts like he don't know me. I ain't going to lie.
You told me that at the game.
I'm kind of bitter about that. He acts like he doesn't know me, but whatever.
You big time him. You walked right up to him and
no, he big time me. That happened right in front of you.
I know, but you put him on the spot. Was like, hey, Jeff.
No, I didn't put him on the spot. I just said hi.
Nick from ESPN Radio. Wanted to make him feel a little heat. You were breathing on him like, I'll punk you, bitch.
He does still look like he's 12. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah?
He acts like it. I mean, be mature. Like, you obviously have an axe to grind. Be professional. That's all.
There you go. Rolling through the first hour of the show. Three-hour extravaganza. We call it The Usual Suspects. We'll be back with a whole lot more right here on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Winslow of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
AJ Hoffman here for Allstate Siding and Windows. Don't let the cold weather seep into your home through old, leaky aluminum windows when you could be saving up to 40% on your electric bills now. Call my friends at Allstate Siding and Windows today for their winter special. 30% off all windows, $2,500 for all full siding jobs. Family owned and operated for over 45 years. Military and senior discounts available. For the best rate, call Allstate Siding and Windows. 832-204-1936. 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
Is there something missing in your driveway? Well, if you have kids and no Pro Dunk Hoops basketball goal, then yes, there's something missing in your driveway. Pro Dunk Hoops has four basketball goal designs to choose from, including their newest model, the Bear. The Bear is a heavy-duty, fully portable goal, perfect for those picky HOAs. Get your goal with professional installation at ProDunkHoops.com. Then nothing will be missing from your driveway, and it's exactly where your kids will be. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Tell them you heard it right here. John Granato here for Chastain Ford. I joined the Chastain family about 4 months ago, and I want to tell you, it was a great, great experience, and it's going to be a great experience for you, too. The Chastains have been selling cars here in the city of Houston since 1933. You don't stay in business that long unless you do it right. They have more repeat and referral business than any other business that comes in, 85%, so they do it right. You're looking for that Ford car or truck, and you want it at a price. It's Chastain Ford on Homestead, not Hempstead, on 610, just 5 minutes from downtown.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
2020 is going to be your year, right? Join that gym. Start that diet? Nah. How about getting out of that job and into a career? There are millions of unfilled cybersecurity positions in the U.S. right now, and My Computer Career is training people to fill them. No IT experience or education? No problem. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer.edu. Go to MyComputerCareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. MyComputerCareer.edu.
If you love Texas sports, check out the Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast. Legends sharing legendary stories. The Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast. Online at tshof.org and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows, especially during cold and flu season. A nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Lowe's helps pros like you save every day on what you need to get the job done right. And no matter how big the job, we have the quantities you need in stock. Have trim work to do? Save big every day when you purchase molding pro packs compared to single sticks. And finish off the job with 25% off Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams interior and exterior paint plus primer via rebate. Whatever you need to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 116 through 122, U.S. only.
What do you suppose you'll find at besthotelrates.com? Here's a hint. It's in the name. Book your next hotel stay at besthotelrates.com. Sign up with your email address for additional savings. besthotelrates.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour one, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday in the big city. When I was out, did you guys do Way Back Wednesday on... Yeah. Oh, you did Snitches.
Snitches.
No, okay. Yeah. Let me finish. I was just going to say. But did we Cheaters?
I guess it's
coming up again. Didn't we do that once?
Yeah. When it first dropped that the Astros were under investigation, we did Cheaters.
Yeah, okay.
We could just do songs about things going bad. Because right now, in Houston sports, things are going bad.
Got that right.
Or people who have jobs that they don't deserve, something like that.
I got a kick out of the fact that we brought up yesterday that bad things happen in threes. And you had said, look out for the Rockets. And then someone had the audacity to say, well, there's the third thing. Derek King's leaving U of H. Shh, come on.
Not the same.
Not even in the same ballpark.
No.
I mean, it's kind of obvious that Dana probably didn't believe in him to begin with.
Did you see his tweet?
King is probably doing the best for what's best for him. So.
Driving in, I was looking at my phone, and I saw a tweet from Dana Holgorsen that just said LFG.
Yeah, that's
like 13 hours. Yeah,
that's effing go. Yeah,
13 hours ago, I was like, "Bo."
That was right after the King.
Yeah,
tweet. Yeah,
I mean, it's just petty.
That shows he doesn't care about him. He doesn't care.
It's a petty look from your head coach, though, bro. Be better.
Now, did you guys see that back after all the guys redshirted? And then close to the end of the season, did you see the kid that went out with, like, I mean, basically a small novel of tweets?
Yep.
To say,
yep.
You know, I gave my blood, sweat, and tears, heart, and soul to this program.
Yep.
And I was told to go home. Yep. And I was, you know, this, that, and the other thing.
Not a good look.
Just selling out Dana. And you're like, I mean, if any of this is true, even just shreds of it are true.
Yeah, it was a bad look.
Not a good look at all.
Is Dana the first coach to do that, though?
No, and they said that kid is, there's some questionable things about that kid.
Okay.
So you have to take what he was saying with a grain of salt.
Sure.
I'm not going to disparage the kid, but they were just saying,
it's also a whole new ballgame and a whole new world because it's a new rule.
You know, if I'm putting it lightly, I'm trying to phrase this the right way, but that kid might have been a little bit of a prima donna.
King?
Think he was better than he was? No, the kid that tweeted the
whole long story about
Dana.
Like maybe expecting more
than he
should
have. Oh, we were talking to Fred Bauer about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I wasn't privy to that conversation.
I mean, we didn't reveal anything. I mean, it's just...
No, but I'm just saying, it's a different day and age in college football now because the rules have changed. And now you don't have to be hurt and get a medical redshirt, and you can redshirt, and then you can enter the transfer portal. And in a lot of cases, the NCAA is waiving the 1 year you got to sit out, and guys are going to a different program and playing right away. And obviously... playing well, and you look at the playoffs this year, and you had Burrow transfer from Ohio State. You had Jalen Hurts transfer from Alabama to Oklahoma. So, you know, at the end of the day, when you're looking at this, you had Fields transfer to Ohio State from Georgia. So it's a bigger deal, and coaches are learning that they're going to have to deal with it in a different way. And because of social media, if you don't handle it the right way, you're going to get exposed.
Yeah.
And it's a bad look for recruiting going forward, though, because you know that there are kids that are thinking about U of H going, I wonder. You're right. You got to do more research after that.
Dana Holgorsen simply should have come out and tweeted, hey, we wish him the best of luck. He's a great kid, and I hope whatever decision he makes or wherever he goes, he sees success.
That tells me there was some words exchanged between them that wasn't
nice. No, but you talked about it.
That's fine. Keep that behind closed doors. Be a mature football coach in public.
You shut your mouth about my coach.
Well, I thought it kind of looked petty and –
No, I mean, I think a lot of people, some people would make that argument.
It's like, come on, man. Just,
you know,
you're
I've
an
always
adult.
Liked
He's
the
a
guy.
Kid.
And I hope he does well with U of H. But we got, and we've got different ends of the spectrum because Granato's friends with him, known him a long time, knows what he's been able to do coaching and otherwise, and stands up for him. And then Charlie's just kind of on the other end of the spectrum and is just calling him out for everything and you know, firing away. So obviously, there's a lot of pressure on him now because I think that as he goes into year two, and as much as people believe he's going to get going in the right direction and turn around again. But year two is going to be an important year because they didn't have the year that people thought they would have with the guys being held over from the team that was pretty decent and Major Applewhite and all that other stuff. Now people are going to be watching a little closer going, now you can't say you weren't. Because everything he said was King was coming back.
Because he's sit him and give up on the season and disrespect the seniors and all that stuff. And now... You know, is this Kevin Sumlin all over again with the Aggies where you're just losing players left and right because they don't want to play for him because of his attitude or the way that he does things? So it's going to be interesting to see. It's certainly when you look at a program like U of H, this is the last thing they needed.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
They needed somebody to come in that was a stabilizing force that got them better.
But Houston's been on such a bad downhill. It's been kind of almost embarrassing. Or, you know what? It has been embarrassing being an alum between the Art Briles situation and defending him and the son and this. It's just been a bad two years for the University of Houston. It just has.
Yeah. I agree.
Maybe King though was maybe he was using the same tutor that got fired. He's like, dang, I gotta find another tutor at another campus. Right? I'm leaving.
Somebody said, because we're talking about the happening in threes, and you opened that by saying that the D.R. King thing was not the third. Somebody texted and said, I thought J.J. Watt's fiance getting traded was the first. Very well done, texter. Yes. Very well done.
Yes, that was well played.
Yes.
News of the day, by the way, the Browns, believe it or not, finally have their man.
Oh,
Saturday came and went, and they didn't have a coach. But Stefanski, the offensive coordinator from Minnesota, now going to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Still don't have a general manager. Rumor was 5-year deal. I think, you're in a position of power when you can come in. You were the offensive coordinator for the Vikings for 21 games, including playoffs. Now you're head coach. Supposedly last year, he was the runner up to Freddie Kitchens to get the job. So they liked him in the past, but he and his agent went in and goes, based on everything that's happened here, no offense,
you guys,
but I need a little security.
Yeah. You guys dissed us last year. You gave Freddie Kitchens 1 year, didn't work out. Yep. If I'm going to be fired in year two, cause it's the Browns and y'all are snake bit, I'm getting paid.
Yep. No doubt. So he got a 5-year deal.
Kind of weird, right?
Take the reins of the Browns.
It's a weird dynamic when you're like, oh, so you didn't like me last year, but now you like me.
The whole coaching.
I don't know if I would be able to get past that. Would you?
No.
I admit I'm petty, but man, I don't know if I could get past that. If you dissed me, if you decided to go with somebody else and not me, and now you want me back? Oh, now you love me?
This on top of what Daryl Morey started, which is now becoming the trend in pro sports, which is I'll hire you as the head coach, but I get to pick your assistants. And in the case of Morey in particular, I'm going to hire the guy that lost out on the job to you as your number one assistant.
They're not doing that in Cleveland, are they?
They haven't said yet, but in a lot of other places, football and basketball, it's starting to become the norm. Where Jason Kidd, when the Lakers head coaching job came open, they hired what's the guy's name from Indiana and Orlando, the head coach of the Lakers now? What? Regardless, when the Lakers hired their coach, they told him, you're going to have Jason Kidd as one of your assistants. You're going to have Lionel Hollins as one of your assistants, or whoever the case may be. So it's becoming a trend.
Maybe in basketball, but it's always been like that in football. You've always gone out and gotten OCs that have former head coaching experience. That's kind of the coaching thing where it's a fraternity.
But it's a different dynamic.
You come up, you get to a coordinator position, then you get a head coaching job, then you get fired, and one of your buddies brings you onto his staff.
But just like you said, you were the second choice last year. You don't know how you're going to feel about it.
That's a whole different
thing. But the other thing is, if you're Kevin McHale and you know that the finalists for the job were you and Kelvin Sampson, and in year one they tell you, hey, or when they pick up the phone, they go, hey, you got the job. By the way, the guy that was in the running for it is going to be your number one assistant. Can you trust that guy?
No.
That's a different dynamic in all kinds of coaching in both cases. So, all right, that's hour number one of the show. Still got two to go. So lots of time for you to get involved. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call that number. Text that number. Hit us on Twitter. Hour two comes up next right here on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.